Chapter 20, Missionary Families.
Very much more might be done for Christ if all who have the light of truth would practice the truth. There are whole families who might be missionaries, engaging in personal labor, toiling for the Master with busy hands and active brains, devising new methods for the success of His work. There are earnest, prudent, warm-hearted men and women who could do much for Christ if they would give themselves to God, drawing near to Him and seeking Him with a whole heart. My brethren and sisters, take an active part in the work of soul saving. This work will give life and vigor to the mental and spiritual powers. Light from Christ will shine into the mind. The Savior will abide in your hearts, and in His light you will see light. Consecrate yourselves wholly to the work of God. He is your strength, and He will be at your right hand, helping you to carry on His merciful designs. By personal labor, reach those around you. Become acquainted with them. Preaching will not do the work that needs to be done. Angels of God attend you to the dwellings of those you visit. This work cannot be done by proxy. Money lent or given will not accomplish it. Sermons will not do it. By visiting the people, talking, praying, sympathizing with them, you will win hearts. This is the highest missionary work that you can do. To do it, you will need resolute, persevering faith, unwearying patience, and a deep love for souls. Find access to the people in whose neighborhood you live. As you tell them of the truth, use words of Christ-like sympathy. Remember that the Lord Jesus is the master worker. He waters the seed down. He puts into your minds words that will reach hearts. Expect that God will sustain this consecrated, unselfish worker. Obedience, childlike faith, trust in God, these will bring peace and joy. Work disinterestedly, lovingly, patiently for all with whom you are brought into contact. Show no impatience. Utter not one unkind word. Let the love of Christ be in your hearts, the law of kindness on your lips. It is a mystery that there are not hundreds at work where there now is but one. The heavenly universe is astonished at the apathy, the coldness, the listlessness of those who profess to be sons and daughters of God. In the truth, there is a living power. Go forth in faith and proclaim the truth as if you believed it. Let those for whom you labor see that to you it is indeed a living reality.